Now, back to Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk. It's almost better than a second cup of coffee.
$10,000. All you have to do is sit there. Wow. Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining us, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I did that again, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I wasn't focused. I'm thinking of Steve Novotny, but I should be focusing on me because this is my show. Let me try this again. Okay, 5 days a week, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays, Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And then 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Steve Novotny. All right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, the audio path of totality. So if you just joined us, you missed some incredible radio. The good news is you can see the whole show on the Facebook live stream. Just go to the Dimitri profile page, Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Last name, Vassilaris, rhymes with Assilaris, but add a V in front of that, thank God. And you'll get to see all of it and hear all of it right here. So, I read you the editorial from the Unintelligencer, one of billionaire Bob's failed newspapers, about, oh, golly, what can we do to turn it all around? Meanwhile, the newspapers, the failed newspapers for at least 25 years, have been the biggest boosters of every wild, crazy scheme you can imagine. And they all would say the same thing. Oh, this will, and I'm paraphrasing here, of course. This is going to all turn it around. This is the magic bullet. This is what we need. You know, we need the Heritage Port, and that'll bring in more people. It'll be a festival. And the new parking garage named after the former Klansman, Robert C. Byrd, and then Nail City. And then we need this, the Artisan Center. And then we need that, and this, that, and the, and it never ends. And now this streetscape project, Jesus. Street gape is the better way to say it, with those open holes there, those massive gaping holes, the swales. Don't even get me started on that. We're going to get Bob Heron in here. Maybe he'll bring Michelle this time. And we'll get to the bottom of all of this. But the one thing missing in that editorial was the elephant in the middle of the living room. What do we do here with, you know, how do we, you know, get jobs and get her climate and this, that, and the other. The elephant in the middle of the living room is the publisher himself and his family. We're talking about more than $1 billion of worth here. Have you noticed that any time people talk about what do we have to do to get more in businesses involved and more growth and this, that, and the other and attract more investors and all that. And usually it's in the newspaper stories. There's never any reference to the person who could make it happen the most easily, a wheeling citizen. I don't know. I guess he lives up in Pittsburgh now at that palatial condo on Grandview Avenue overlooking Mount Washington, overlooking the city of Pittsburgh on Mount Washington. I think that's where he is. But nowhere in that editorial or any of the news stories is there any reference to why the richest man in our area, probably certainly one of the richest in the state, does not invest in Wheeling. It's really quite remarkable when you stop and think about it. Billionaire Bob and his family, I mean, all these people have got to be loaded from all the money that Ogden made for them. When is the last time that you've heard any nutting making any sort of major investment in any sort of business here in this area? I don't recall even one story about this. And here you have people, the Nuttings, combined wealth, as I'm guessing, has got to be well over $1 billion. And you never see them, at least I never see them, buying buildings and renovating them and talking up the region and spending lots of money to make it better. You never see this. I think it's quite remarkable. The headquarters of the failed newspapers are on, I guess Market Street. I guess the entrance would be on Market Street. There's a little alleyway, and then on the other side of the alleyway, there's this old building, three or four stories, and on the main floor, there had been a sports bar of some sort, a sports club, and also an adult movie theater, adult bookstore, adult movie theater. We all know what goes on there. Literally, right next door to the headquarters for the failed newspapers published by billionaire Bob. And over the years, I've seen stories about how the city was trying to get different developers to come in and fix those buildings right next to billionaire Bob, get rid of the adult bookstore and all the other stuff and renovate. They had a couple from Arizona that was going to do something, and now they've got somebody else who's going to do something. Look, I hope it works out. But you never hear billionaire Bob doing anything about it. I mean, it's very easy to write editorials how other people should be investing in Wheeling, and this is a great location here, and you know, great job opportunities, and this, that, and the other, but he never does it. He wants others to do it, and of course they don't. Right next door to his headquarters. If there were ever a project that would scream, billionaire Bob, come and fix this thing, it would be that block right next to his headquarters that had the adult bookstore. He doesn't do it. But he does do other things. Our crack research team here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, headed by Aiden, should I even mention the last name? Aiden Airprint, found this regarding the Nuttings and their vast wealth and holdings. Have you ever heard of a company called TNC Ventures? I never did. Turns out, let me read you some of the stuff here that we found. He serves as president, chief operating officer of Ogden Newspapers. Okay. And he's also a licensed pilot, an avid fly fisherman, and passionate conservationist. Okay. There is a Bill Nutting, a partner, vice president, Ogden Newspapers. He graduated from Harvard, law degree, member of the Pennsylvania Bar Association. There's a Cameron Nutting Williams, managing director, TNC Ventures. Dwayne Whitman, chief financial officer, the Nutting Company. Eric Mock, CEO of Seven Springs, according to TNC Ventures. They supposedly own the Wiggle Whiskey Company. Wiggle, W-I-G-L-E, is that how it's pronounced? Wiggle? Well, maybe it's Wiggle, I don't know. Pittsburgh Spirits also manages Threadbare Cider and Mead. Mead? And it goes on and on and on. Lots of distilleries, lots of information about them. Seven Springs, I don't think he sold that one. This TNC Ventures, where he's a partner, is described as involved in strategic ventures. Its website does not list specific investments in distilleries. The Nutting Company like to mention other strategic ventures, but again, no distilleries beyond Wiggle Whiskey. Wiggle, I guess is what it is. Why is it that they keep publishing editorials about how we need to do something here in the area. We need investment, you know, out-of-town investment and jobs and this, that, and the other. And yet none of the Nunning people, at least not that I'm aware of, and I always have to qualify it because I certainly don't have any smoking gun evidence one way or the other, but my understanding, my perception is that I've never heard or read a story indicating that the Nutting family that combined has got to be worth over $1 billion ever invests in its hometown. They'll invest in Seven Springs, they'll invest in Pittsburgh, they'll invest in whiskey, and you know, God knows what other stuff he's into. Esports, I read somewhere about esports. But the bottom line is this. He'll wag his finger at us. We need to do something, and you know, we need to, you know, get it together and this, that, and the other, and you know, we need more investment and you know, this, that, and the other. Have you ever? And maybe you have, I don't know, I certainly don't know. But have you ever heard or read a story where billionaire Bob Nutting or any of the other Nuttings, again, a combined worth, I've got to believe, is over well over $1 billion. Have you read any story in any of his failed newspapers, or have you seen any story on the dying TV stations that indicated that billionaire Bob or any other member of the Nutting family have ever invested in any kind of a real project here in the Valley? I mean, literally right next door to the headquarters of his failed newspapers. Why not start there? But not even there. Not even there. So let me see if I get this straight. We have a family here that's worth over $1 billion, realistically, I think it's a reasonable assumption, worth over $1 billion. One of the family members publishes editorials wagging his finger at us, saying we need to do more with investments and this, that, and the other. And yet none of them, to the best of my knowledge at least, have invested any money in any sort of major project here to actually, you know, do something. It's unbelievable. It's the elephant in the middle of the living room. We have a $1 billion family here in Wheeling, an area that is crying for investment, crying for new jobs, crying for a turnaround. And this whole family is more than happy to invest in what? I don't know, whiskey and the Pirates and this, that, and the other. Anything except his hometown. It's unbelievable to me.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.